أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون بما آتاهم الله من فضله هو خيرا لهم بل هو شر لهم سيطوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض والله بما تعملون خبير صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verse number 180 of Surah Ali Imran. In the two verses before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about this ummah, the difficulties that it goes through. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala utilizes it to differentiate, to siphon out, to sift out al-khabith min at-tayyib, the impure from the pure. Going back many steps before this, the discussion was about the Yahud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about some of the ills, the evils that they had with regards to their bad habits. And again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminded us as an ummah that we will only acquire taqwa, we will acquire piety, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that until and unless we do not spend from that which we love most, we will not acquire al-birr, we will not acquire piety. And once again, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us about an obligation. The discussion about the Battle of Uhud had come in between, and it was about giving up oneself for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and together with giving up oneself for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, also together with that is giving up one's wealth for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. And here in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about an obligation that we owe to Allah Rabbul Izzat by way of a compulsion which we have to give out in the form of our zakat, in the form of this charity that is compelled upon us by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that we should never be like the Yahud, like the Munafiqeen, that had this passionate love for wealth that they will not even want to give up what was compulsory upon them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, that those who have this niggardliness, what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has termed as bukhl, stinginess with that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted them from His grace, should never think, should not think that it is good for them. So Allah Ta'ala has granted from His grace, Allah has granted wealth, and then they become miserly, they become stingy with regards to that. They should never think it is good for them, that in this world they feel and they think that they have made a saving, and they think that it is good for them. Before we go forth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, bal nay huwa sharrul lahum, the stinginess in itself is an evil quality for them, it is bad for them. Now to understand to be stingy, one has to understand it by way of the shariat in itself. Ulama has regarded this term bukhl, which will refer to in English as stingy, they have categorized it for reference of ease as two aspects. One is when one has to spend, when Allah Ta'ala has compelled an individual. Allah Ta'ala has compelled, for example, that we have to give out our zakat, as we would say 2.5% of one's zakatable assets, and one does not give it out, then that is totally haram upon an individual. and that stinginess is also haram. And then when it is good for a person to give out, it is praiseworthy for a person to give out. In other words, in our nafil charities, optional charities, and then a person becomes stingy, then that stinginess is not good for the nafs, for that person's heart, for that individual. And then the Quran also takes it one step further, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses the word shuh, when that stinginess is motivated, consumed by greed. So the shuh also is not a good thing, that a person withholds and does not want to spend because of greed, especially spending in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, that there was a need to spend and a person did not spend, then that's not good. But whoever saves himself from it, then such are the muflihun, such are the successful in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says that this is not good, it is an evil quality. Now making reference to withholding zakat, withholding this compulsion that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made compulsory upon us, Allah Ta'ala says, سَيُطَوَّقُونَ مَا بَخِلُ بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that whatever a person has mised with, has been stingy with, will be then yoked around the neck of that person on the day of Qiyamah. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes reference to the azab on the day of Qiyamah. In a hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has elucidated, has been very graphic, has been very vivid with regards to this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that that person whom Allah Ta'ala has given wealth, zakat has become compulsory for the person has not paid out the zakat, then that zakat takes the form of a venomous snake on the day of Qiyamah. And understand, it is not about Jahannam, it is not about after the Hisab and the Kitab, it is on the day of Qiyamah. It takes the form of this venomous snake, and then that snake is yoked, it is chained around the person, around his neck on the day of Qiyamah, and then it begins to bite into the cheeks or the jaw of that person, and then it begins to say to the person, Ana kanzuk, ana maluk, I am the treasure that you hoarded, I am that wealth, obviously, that Allah Ta'ala had given, and it begins to bite into the person's cheeks, into the person's jaw. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam recited this verse, recited this ayah of the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the inheritance of the skies and the earth. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a different dimension, that the inheritor comes after. Allah Ta'ala is the owner of everything, like Allah Ta'ala says always. So you and I are going to leave this world, and obviously we are going to perish. The wealth and everything else is going to perish, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to remain forever and ever. And obviously Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has total ownership of everything. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of all that wealth. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of our zakah. Allah Ta'ala could have given the poor without our intervention, without us giving, but Allah Ta'ala gives us these opportunities. Allah Ta'ala allows us to give. Allah accepts from us when we give it. That is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's great virtue, or rather grace upon us. That is Allah Ta'ala's kindness upon us. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of all of that. Allah Ta'ala reminds us that that one day is going to come when there is going to be absolutely nothing in our ownership. So Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Rabbul Izzat on that day will definitely, Allah Ta'ala will question us about it.
Wallahu bima ta'maluna khabir. Whatever you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well informed about it. So this verse comes in between, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that with regards to the battle of Uhud, it was about giving up life, and Sahaba had given their lives for this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that, it is about giving up wealth, and one portion of it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that we give, as we know it, 2.5% in terms of fraction, 1/40th of zakatable wealth, which is not the total wealth of ours. They are non-zakatable assets. That is one portion, a very small portion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from us. So let us be diligent in fulfilling that zakat. Let us do it wholeheartedly for the sake of Allah ta'ala. The actual meaning of zakah is to purify. It means to increase. By giving it out, we purify our hearts, we purify ourselves, we purify our wealth. Allah Ta'ala gives an increase in it, and of course, whatever is in our hands thereafter becomes safe for our consumption, and of course, then we save ourselves from the azab of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.